Hi, this is Benj from May Hemingways. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio on 101.5 UMFM.
Good afternoon. Welcome, everybody, to Tell the Band to Go Home. It's UMFM's weekly singer-songwriter show. My name's Jeff here for you, playing a couple of great they won't be great hours. They'll be great music during these couple of hours. And for the first time in a long time, we're coming to you pre-recorded from the Sunset Saloon basement. It's kind of funny, you know, when that whole pandemic started and I got my little setup here in the basement. I thought it was the greatest thing ever. I thought I'd never go back to the studio. And then I went back once, and I haven't pre-recorded again for months. So, you know, with that crap on the ground and stuff, maybe I'll throw in some pre-records every once in a while and hope you're all right with it, you know? I think the show's maybe even better at home because I can edit out some of my dumber mistakes, but you be the judge. Let me know. Jeff@telebandagohome.com. You can find us on the Facebook, on the Twitter. I'm Jeff Robson here. Coming to you in my pajamas. Also Jeff Robson. Yes. So lots going on. So the reason we're pre-recorded, there's some big football thing going on. Some match of Clash of Champions or some thing. And I don't know if you're sitting outside freezing your nards off this afternoon, good on you. But it's on TV, you know. You don't really have to. You don't have to do that. So I don't really understand it. I'm certainly not doing it. So go home team. I hope they score lots of goals and, you know, lots of home runs. Anyways, we kicked off today's show with our pal Benj Rowland. I've met so many cool and talented people doing the show, and I'm telling you, one of the most talented of all, he's just, he's kind of like a musical savant. He just exudes music and beauty. Is our pal Benj Rowland. He's played at the Sunset Saloon 5 times, along with Josh Fewings as May Hemingways. And, you know, probably, I wish we could have done this one at the old saloon, but, we're outsourcing our gigs these days to, the Teenage Garage. So on Thursday, Benj is going to be in town for a special show at the Teenage Garage. And, we saw him solo in the summer at Blue Note Park, and it was absolutely fantastic. And during that whole pandemic madness, you probably watched Benj on Sunday mornings with the Dancing Chicken and a variety of instruments. And so you know how much, you know how great this guy is and how much fun it's going to be on Thursday. So get in touch with us here, Jeff@telebandagohome.com, if you can make it to that. We'll play you some more Benj and some more May Hemingways coming up here on the program for sure. But oops, oh no, I'm making mistakes even at home. I kind of felt bad. I probably should have, acknowledged the day, the other day, last week on the show, but I didn't. So we'll do it a little bit late and play this gem and let you reflect on Remembrance Day.
Every hero who took a stand and died in a far-off land, help our children to understand on Remembrance Day. For every hero who said goodbye and left behind a blushing bride, his mother's heart still fills with pride on Remembrance Day. Hut, 2, 3, 4. Johnny goes a-marching off to war. Remember what they were fighting for on Remembrance Day. For every hero who in battle fell in a field or raining down with shells, it's their story we must tell on Remembrance Day. Hut, 2, 3, 4. Johnny goes a-marching off to war. Remember what they were fighting for on Remembrance Day. Thank you. every hero who volunteered to defend us both far and near. They're the reason we're standing here on Remembrance Day. Johnny goes a-marching off to war. Remember what they were fighting for on Remembrance Day. Hut, two, three, four. Johnny goes a-marching off to war. Remember what they were dying for on Remembrance Day. On Remembrance Day. Every hero who took a stand and died in a far-off land, we must help our children to understand on Remembrance Day.
Stains, red and purple plains, blood on a flag unfurled. But a screaming sound when we hit the ground. To walk with me, walking through the wicked world. How hard the sun, little bird, how deep the wind. How strong am I? Missing words to tell you how scared I feel of an artist's fake and a sadist rake. Scars on a teenage girl, but a slow parade for the price we pay to walk with me, walking through the wicked world. The fire and the flood, I'll staunch the blood. The blood. Put your face to my face, take a place, it's alright. We are drunk on our death, bitter bonds, bitter vines. You never learned how to dance. Is this Poland or France? How hard the sun, little bird, how deep the blood and the bone. How strong am I, missing words, to tell you how scared I feel. Of a rusted soul and an iron jaw, screams of a dead man's dream. My country and my family know to walk with me, walking through the wicked world.
walking through the wicked world.
Until the philosophy which owed one race superior and another inferior is finally and permanently discredited and abandoned. Everywhere is war. It's a war that until they're no longer first class and second class citizens of any nation, until the color of a man's skin is of no more significance than the color of his eyes, miss a war that until the basic human rights are equally guaranteed to all without regard to race, and it's a war that until that day the dream of lasting peace, world citizenship, rule of international morality will remain but a fleeting illusion to be pursued but never attained. Now everywhere is war. War. And until the ignoble and unhappy regime that hold our brothers in Angola, in Mozambique, South Africa, subhuman bondage, have been toppled, totally destroyed. Well, everywhere is war. Miss a war. War in the east. War in the west. War up north. War down south. War, war. Rumors of a war. And until that day, the African continent will not know peace. We Africans will fight. We find it necessary. And we know we shall win, as we are confident in the victory of good over evil.
Oh, man. So I've been on a bit of a Sinead O'Connor kick. I read the book and I watched the movie and all that stuff. And so that song, man, if I had a picture of the Pope, I'd rip it up right now. Yeah. If we're gonna have war, let's fight for rights, safety, peace, you know? Bob Marley and the Wailers there from the great album Rastaman Vibration. Have I ever told you how much I love that record, how much that record affected me and impacted me? Old pal Mark made me listen to that when I was a kid. That and Exodus blew my damn mind. I've never been the same since. It's all Mark's fault. Is Mark still out there? Hope you're doing well. Bob and the Wailers there. Beauty, beauty. If you've never heard that record, Rastaman Vibration or Exodus, really. Get on it. You owe it to yourself. He's not just, the redemption song, you know. There's more. The Rio's in there with Little Bird, Little Bird. Never really thought of it as a anti-war song, I suppose. But Bedini posted about it the other day. And, man, what a great song. What a great song. What a talented guy, that Dave Bedini. From the album 2067, Rio Static's Little Bird, Little Bird. And off the top of that little set, Mike Plume with his beauty number on Remembrance Day. Man, I feel like listening to more Marley, but I probably shouldn't. Right? Yeah. Okay, so what are we going to listen to? Let's see here. You'd almost think I had it planned, and you'd almost think that since I was pre-recording the show, I'd be more prepared. But, you know, still the same old nonsense. How about some new music? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you got to hear this, of course. Yeah, this came out the other day. Bit of a big deal, you know. I should mention both of these artists have been live here in Yuma. I guess they were both on Steel Belted Radio, not Tell a Band to Go Home, now that I think about it. But both of these artists were on the show performing live back before they were, you know, international superstars. And, you know, we like to think that maybe we launched their careers. It's all because of me, really. Here's the new team up, the new superhero, you know, the crossover in the comic books, you know, when the one superhero teams up with the other superhero for a new series. That's what's happening here. Team up superheroes, Serena Ryder and William Prince.
Thank you.
I've spent a lifetime making up my mind to be. More than the measure, what I thought others could see. Good luck and fast bucks are too far and too few between. For Cadillac buyers and old five and dimers like me. She stood beside me, letting me know she would be. Something to lean on when everything ran out on me. Fence yards ain't whole cars, and like as not, never will be. Reason for rhymers and old five and dimers like me.
Thank you.
Oh, you talk about your superhero team-ups. How about that? That's Caitlin Rose there, along with Courtney Marie Andrews. That's a pretty swell team-up right there. Caitlin's got a new rose coming out. It's called Kazemi, whatever the hell that means. Let's get it right. Getting it right. Sounds like she's doing it to me. Before that, something from a star-studded tribute to Billy Joe Shaver. It's called Live Forever. His songs will live forever, that's for sure. I kind of thought Billy Joe would live forever after all the crap he's been through in his life. I thought he'd live forever. But the songs live on. So on this record, we heard Rodney Crowell in there doing the all-time classic Old Five and Dimers Like Me. Let's see who else is on there. It's got like, another superhero team-up. Ryan Bingham and Nikki Lane team-up. Amanda Shires is on there. Alison Russell's on there. George Strait is on there. It's a pretty cool thing, and I encourage you to check it out. And off the top there, Serena Ryder and William Prince with River of Tears, both of whom have done performances just for me. Like I was the only one there. Yep. Cool. No, I'm not. I'm just really, really lucky. That's what it boils down to. Okay, so, yeah, sure, I'll play you this. Why not? You're going to think it's weird, but I think you're weird for thinking it's weird. We're going to play something new from one of our favorite bands. We're going to play something old from a band that used to be one of our favorite bands. But first, I don't know, something a little weird. I think it's wonderful. Talk about another superhero team-up. Man, that should be the theme of the show today, the superhero team-ups. So both of these guys often can be found joining the Rio Statics these days. So if you go see the Rio Statics these days, you're surely going to see Hugh Marsh, the violin player, who's amazing. And he's played with everybody. Everybody's had Hugh Marsh on a record at some point because he's a genius. And also they're frequently joined by the great Kevin Hearn, who you may know from such bands as Bare Naked Ladies and Thin Buckle. And they've teamed up. They're taking us to heaven.
Won't tear you apart. like mine. Inside you the time moves and she won't fade. And I scream at the fools wanna jump my train.
Hi, this is Ian O'Neill from Deer Tick. You're listening to Steel Belted Free Range Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
We'll be right back. This is Ben Nichols from Lucero, and you're listening to Steel Belted Radio, 101.5 UMFM.
Ah, Lucero there. Lucero. Man, so good. Buy a little time there from their upcoming record, Shoulda Known Better. Shoulda Learned Better. Oh my God. Shoulda Learned By Now is what it's called. And it sounds pretty good. I like that Lucero. That's a good Lucero right there. Before that, Deer Tick. Remember Deer Tick? When John McCauley played guitar with his penis? It's not an urban myth. I saw it happen. Make Believe there, that's a demo from the album Divine Providence, which came out 11 years ago. Apparently they have the 11th anniversary edition out now, which has some cool extras and stuff. That was a pretty great record. That was a fun time when they were drunk and stupid. And Yeah, they're not so drunk, not so stupid, and seemingly not so fun anymore. But, you know, being healthy is good, so you pick your spots. We heard Kevin Hearn and Hugh Marsh in there from an upcoming record called Dreaming of the 80s. Aren't we all? We don't have much time here. Should we? Yeah, why not? Why not? How about, you know what I want to hear? Yeah. There it is right there. I want to hear a little bit more Lucero. I went to see Lucero in the spring at the Horseshoe Tavern in Toronto. And, you know, I don't know. You probably know what my favorite Lucero song is. And I don't think I've ever heard it live before, so I didn't really expect to hear it live this year. But what do you know? They pumped out the jams and rocked out to this one right here from 1372 Overton Park. Here's Lucero.
We never asked to choose. before. You take the skyway high above the busy little one-way. In my stupid hat and gloves at night, I lie awake wondering if I'll sleep, wondering if we'll meet out in the street. But you take the skyway, it don't move at all like a subway. It's got bombs when it's cold like any other place. It's warm up inside, sitting down and waiting for a ride beneath the skyway. Walking down that little one way, where the place I catch my ride most every day. There wasn't a damn thing I could do or say up in the skyway. Skyway. Skyway.
Beauty there from The Replacements. Thought I'd throw that in there in a couple of minutes. Skyway from Please to Meet Me, a band before that very, very, very influenced by The Replacements. Deer Tick, we heard Main Street there from Divine Providence. And Lucero, What Are You Willing to Lose? 1372 Overton Park. We got to take a break. We'll come back and tell you about some shows coming up and all kinds of other stuff. Stick around. Tell the band to go home. We'll return.